past the whaleboat, you'll see an exhibit called Whaling Culture and Sustainability. Featured here are Aboriginal hunters who pursue whales, not for commercial purposes, but for food and raw materials.
This subsistence hunting helps meet their material needs, but also maintains important cultural traditions. In Moby Dick, the men of the Pequod are manual laborers in a commercial industry, but some of these whalers embrace similar hunting traditions. The harpooner Tashtego is a descendant of those proud warrior hunters who scoured, bow in hand, the Aboriginal forests of the Maine. The ship, named for the once-celebrated Massachusetts Pequot tribe, departs from Nantucket, the very island from which Aboriginal whalemen first sallied out in canoes to give chase to the Leviathan. And one day, when the crew finds a strange stone lancehead lodged in one of their captured whales, Ishmael wonders if they have stumbled upon traces of the ancient art of whaling. He asks, "Who had darted that stone lance, and when? It might have been darted by some Northwest Indian long before America was discovered."
This concludes your audio tour of From Pursuit to Preservation. If you'd like to take another tour, press pause, then menu twice, and you'll be able to choose among the tours that interpret other galleries in the museum. Thanks, and have a great visit.